Dracula by Bram Stoker. Introduction. Bram Stoker's 1897 novel, Dracula, may not be the first vampire novel, but it is certainly the most famous. Stoker, who is Irish, spent years studying European folk and horror stories, including earlier vampire novels. But it is his book, Dracula, which created the public's fascination with vampires, and their popularity continues even today through films, graphic novels, and television shows, not to mention all sorts of sequels and spin-offs. It was Stoker who created the unforgettable aristocrat, Count Dracula, gracious on the outside and insidious within, who lived in a castle in Transylvania and preyed upon innocent women's blood. These scenarios couldn't be more different than the conservative Victorian era during which the book was published, which is why it was not an immediate bestseller. But the novel was critically praised from the start as being ahead of its time. The story is told through a series of letters recounting a young Jonathan Harker, a lawyer who visits Count Dracula to arrange a real estate transaction and realizes before long that he has been taken hostage there. The brides of Dracula, three hellish female vampires, try to make his stay miserable, even beyond what Dracula wants. Dracula saves Harker from the brides, but still does not want him to leave. Harker does escape, after a series of horrifying events, and Dracula makes it his mission to go after the young lawyer and his lovely fiancée, Mina, and Mina's friends, including one innocent young girl who falls prey to Dracula's bloody attack. Only when Harker and Mina's other friends